Praise the Lord. Well, let us pray, brethren. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for again this opportunity for the body of Christ to come together before your throne, Lord. We thank you, God, that there's no distance in the Spirit, Lord. We thank you for the ability through this technology, even for brethren in the other side of the world, in Nigeria, Amen. To be able to join us and to stand with us together, and we stand with them, for we are one in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you are continuing to unite us. Unite us by the Spirit, not by man's methods or logic, but truly by the Spirit of the living God. To unite us, God, with cords that cannot be broken. Lord, we desire that, and we desire it not to be a song, just a song, or a saying, but Lord, we want it to truly be, Lord, and Lord, we know that's your heart. We know that's your desire, Lord. And we just want to repent, Lord, of our flesh and our self and selfishness that gets in the way so many times of that. And we are all guilty. We all have done that, Lord. But, Lord, and we're not here to feel we're over that. We need to be aware, Lord, of our flesh, and that we need to daily, God, pick up our cross and follow you. We need to crucify that flesh. And Lord, the very word of sonship that we are standing for and believing for, Lord, is so central in that which we stand for, God. And we are ones that believe in not a partial redemption or not a partial eradication of that flesh nature, but in a full redemption, Lord. That is your plan and your purposes for this age and for a people, Lord. And just because we know it and believe it and even have an understanding and revelation of it doesn't mean we've entered into it. Lord, help us, God, to apprehend that which we are apprehended, and help us, Lord, to crucify the flesh. Lord, it is only by your grace, only by your Spirit that we are able to do that, Lord. Touch us, quicken us, help us, Lord. For, Lord, we are ones that desire you, Lord. At least we say we do. Hallelujah. We desire the fullness of Christ. Let it be our portion, Lord. Let us today press one step further. Closer to you, closer to that throne, closer to the Christ nature being engrafted into us, that we would put on Christ. Help us, Lord, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise his name. Praise his name.
Just have your way this morning, Lord, in this call. May there be a liberty in the Spirit to pray forth, Lord, your voice, your heart, your cry, Lord, through your people. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God.
Father God, I I don't see anywhere in the Word where it says I can heal all your diseases but not cancer. Mm. I don't see it. Mm-mm. I know that you healed lepers, and leprosy eats away at the body, just maybe a little bit different way than cancer does, but it does, and you healed them, mm-hmm. Father, you healed them completely, so there's no reason why I can think of that you will not heal mm-hmm. Lawrence, Sharon, Tom and Judy, Kathy in California. You're healing Pam, sorry. Mm-hmm. John Quello. Mm-hmm. There's a long list, Father. We don't even know them all. But you know them.
Yes.
And Jesus, you said, if you Jesus. Can believe, nothing shall be impossible to you. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to believe that statement, that truth that you spoke, Jesus. It's truth.
Amen.
And we want to believe it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And not again speak a discouraging word, a negative word. Help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to speak life wherever we go.
Mm-hmm.
To somebody who lives next door to us, wherever. We're people that need to speak life because we've been given the life.
Amen.
You've given it to us. Amen. Lord Jesus, may we praise you this morning.
Praise you, Jesus. Glory, glory.
Every part of our being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are the same yesterday, today,
oh,
and forever.
Hallelujah.
Your strength, your power has not gone down one iota. It's never changed. You created the world. World's by speaking the word. That's all it took. That's how powerful you are. Do we think for one moment that you can't heal these precious brethren? Of course you can.
Yes, Lord.
And we're asking you to strike a blow against cancer and what it's doing to precious loved ones. Please, Jesus, deliver your people from it. And we thank you in your precious name.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Mm.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give
bless you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Lord God.
Yes.
Around us, Lord God, and you have, and Lord God, you have kept us, Lord God, through many things.
Yeah.
Through many struggles, through many sicknesses and diseases and all these different things, Lord God. You have kept us, Lord God.
Yes, you have.
Because of loving kindness and your goodness. And Lord God, just as your, as our sister here said, Lord God, your child, Lord God, Lord God, and Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you are the God that heareth thee, Lord. And Lord God, we see your magic, great majesty, and manifestation of your around your creation, Lord God.
Amen.
We see how you hold things mm-hmm. together, Lord God. Hold molecules and atoms together, Lord.
Yes.
Earth together, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. And Lord God, these things are mighty and magnificent things you do, Lord God.
Yeah.
So Lord, out there looking to you, Lord God,
yes,
who
Lord.
Is the author of finished by faith, Lord God.
Jesus.
To Lord God, to break us up in this hour, Lord God. And that Lord God, that Lord God, that we trust and believe in you, Lord, there is strength, hallelujah, and trust in you, Lord God.
Yes.
Believe there's strength for our brethren, Lord God, that are going through these battles. Hallelujah, that are going through these infirmities. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yeah.
That Lord God, you are able, Lord God, to raise them out of it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And not only
to
work in the body to bring forth restoration from these diseases, but Lord God, to bring us into your nature. Hallelujah, Lord. To bring us into the nature of the Son.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Lord God, we believe that you're doing a work in everyone. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Yeah.
And it will be fulfilled, Lord. And the healing shall be done. Hallelujah, Lord. We're looking for it, and we give honor and glory, and we rejoice even now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Yes.
But that which you are going to do, that which you have done, that which you are doing, and that which you are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You are God, a good God who loves his people and desires, Lord, to see them rise up. Hallelujah,
yeah.
Lord. Praise God. Lord, we are looking, Lord God, for you to finish the work in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God. And that, Lord God, every lie and every attack of the enemy, every disturbing thing that works against us, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke these diseases, these infirmities that are working in this cancer thing. We curse it right now.
Amen.
Out of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' name.
It will not be able to continue. Mm-hmm. It will not be able Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Set the people free. You're setting them free. Hallelujah, Lord. You're setting our brother Tom and sister Judy free. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you are setting free, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
Sister Florence, Lord God. You're setting her free. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of every yoke, every sickness, and every disease. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're setting our sister Sharon free. Free.
Yes.
Hallelujah. From
Amen.
Me. Bounds from
Amen.
Me. Hallelujah. You are doing it, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. You are setting every sin. Hallelujah, Lord. And even those that I didn't mention, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. You are setting them free. Hallelujah. Healing, Lord God.
Amen.
Setting Lenny, hallelujah, for cookie free. Hallelujah, Lord God. From this, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we proclaim the blood of Jesus over every saint. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And we proclaim that blood. Hallelujah. That blood that heals, that restores, that delivers, that draws us close to you, Lord. That precious blood. Hallelujah. That life. Hallelujah, Lord. That created all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
That portion, oh God.
Glory to God.
Portion. Let the blood flow. Let the blood flow and heal. Hallelujah. In the mighty
name of
Jesus Christ. Glory to God, the living God. You are well able, Lord God, and we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh God.
Amen.
Be exalted, oh God. Let
glory.
The enemy be put down. Hallelujah, Lord. And let the world see, hallelujah, your goodness and kindness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the world know, hallelujah, that you are the God that delivered thee. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let them see, Lord God, your church rising up in the love of the living God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah, Lord. Your word says that they would know your disciples of the love they have for one another, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord
oh,
God,
my.
You know, Lord God, that you're moving in each one of our hearts, Lord, to be considerate for one another. Hallelujah, Lord
oh,
God.
Yes.
Let us remember one another. Hallelujah, Lord. And as the love of God is shed abroad in each one of our hearts. Oh,
yes.
God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let us not rest, Lord God, until let us not. Lord, let us stay fast, Lord God, and tell, Lord God, you make Jerusalem a praise upon the earth.
Oh, please.
If you know that. Hallelujah, Lord. Let us
oh,
even be before thee, Lord, because we know, Lord God, that what you have promised, that what you have established,
yeah.
will surely, surely come to pass.
Amen.
Surely be done. Hallelujah, Lord God. It will surely be done, and we stand together now. We stand together in this gathering today, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And in belief, Lord God, and trust in thee, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, I just pray for everyone even on this call. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Yes.
That you would bring us closer to even trusting you in every way, Lord God. Even though the things that work against us, that we're able to rise above it, Lord God.
Amen.
You're bringing the people, Lord God, up the mountain. Up into Zion, hallelujah, where there is victory and deliverance. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Lord God. Lord, let us be like Zion. It says that those that trust in the Lord shall be like Zion. Cannot
yes.
be. Hallelujah. We cannot be moved by the circumstances that are going around. We cannot be moved by the things that are going upon the earth right now.
Amen.
Glory to God, Lord God. But that, Lord God, you would rise us above it like the eagle, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, bless the mighty name of the living God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen.
Bless
yeah,
the Lord.
Praise God.
Bless his name. Jerry, is Kaya with us?
Yep.
Yes, I am.
Good.
How's your June?
How are your feet? How's your ankle?
It's a little better, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
It's a little better. I feel good. I feel, rested. But I would just like to have a prayer to have a strength to go on without blame and to perform well at work, that God will give me strength.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. Kaya started work here a week or so ago, and she's on her feet. Excuse me. She's on her feet 5 hours a day, and so her ankle that was injured in the fall many years ago is really hurting her and bothering her. So we just need to pray for God to touch her ankle and her leg.
Yes.
And just to help her, give her strength. Give her strength for this work, and just minister peace to her heart through this loss.
Amen.
Glenn.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
And I was able to fast yesterday, which I'm very glad, and I'm continuing today, and hopefully God will give me grace to fast even tomorrow, 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Well, maybe someone would like to lift up Kaya here, pray for her.
Kaya. Kaya?
Yes.
You know, the Lord has given you strength. You know, and the Lord has brought you through it.
Yes.
The reason why you're standing here right now, the reason that you're with us right now on this call is because God has kept you.
Amen.
Amen.
He's keeping you right now. Right now, he's provided this job for you now. And in this job, you're going to be able to give your testimony, the testimony of God's greatness over your life, and people are going to be blessed by that.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to be blessed when they hear, you know, that you lost your husband. But God is going to strengthen you and give you the victory, and people are going to know it. And you're going to be able to speak that, you know? And you're going to be able to be encouraging others. You're going to be able to encouraging others. So let us pray for you now that you come to the full recognition of what God is doing for you.
Amen. Lord God,
praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for Kaya, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the testimony. Lord, I heard the stories of her, Lord God, of what she had fallen, and Lord, you raised her up, Lord.
Amen.
Lord God, you did mighty things in her, Lord. And I marvel at this.
Mm-hmm.
At your goodness, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for her. We thank you for what you have done in her life, Lord God. We thank you for what you've done in her life right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Lord God, that she may encourage herself as David did. Even though David went through many different things. But Lord God, you brought David through and you're bringing her through. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let's see the name of the living God. Let her keep her eyes on you, and let not the enemy distract her.
Amen.
Or God to bring her down. But let her keep her focus on you, Lord, and what you have already done. Hallelujah. Let's be the name of the living God.
Amen.
So that when she goes in this job, that she would be a blessing, and she'll be able to be functional and capable and strengthened to do, Lord God, what you desire to do, Lord God. In your perfect will, Lord God. Bless her, Lord. We pray that this ankle that's working against her right now, Lord, you have healed that, Lord God. And Lord, we believe that you're going to restore it, Lord God.
Amen.
That any attack now is a lie of the enemy. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. You have done a work there. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we believe it and trust in it in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Bless the Lord.
Lord God, your goodness, Lord God.
Oh,
shine upon her, Lord.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're so good. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Glenn.
And, Kaya, I see this job as very precious, because you're dealing with children, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, you are. And as you go with the love of Christ coming out of your voice, out of your face, most of these children don't know Jesus. But mm-hmm. there's a sensitivity in children, thank you, Jesus, that they, as you show forth the love of Christ to them, they're going to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
They
yes.
will, darling. It's just a crime that this government, this wicked, corrupt government, has tried to take away any belief in God from children. So we have millions yeah. of children don't even know who he is. They just use his name to swear. But you yeah. are a bright light in that place, Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And many children will be touched by you if you will just release the love of Christ that's in you. Brother Seth used to say, it's in us, but we must release it.
Mm-hmm.
We block it. We block it when we think negatively, when we speak death, we block it. But every morning, pray that God will allow the love of Christ to flow out of you to those children.
Yeah.
And you'll be a tremendous blessing to them, Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You will be, honey. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I think, you know, just, you know, I think with all of us, you know, as we go about our day, you know, we need to be thinking of, you know, that we're all in ministry. And,
yeah.
you know, wherever we work, whatever we do, you know, that we look for opportunities for ministry there. And, yeah. and you know, our main, when we go to work, you know, we think, well, our main focus is that job, to get a job done or something, but We probably should change our thinking and think, you know, we're really out ministering and the job is just something that gives us the opportunity.
Amen.
And, you know, I think of my folks, my dad, you know, he was called to be a Christian businessman for the Lord, and they met that call very well, and the Lord brought him shortly after that call to purchase a restaurant, and they were in the restaurant business for 35 years or so, but they used it really as a front for ministry. They did more serving spiritual food than natural food, really, and it just provided a platform for what was really in their heart, was to bless people and to minister to people and to get people saved and to bring people into the things of the kingdom. And it probably
yeah.
needs to be all of our attitudes as we go forth. You know, there's not certain
Amen.
Ones that are called to ministry and then the rest of us called to do something else, but we're really all called to ministry, and may the Lord help us to come up to that place.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And, you know, Dad is 92 here. We'll be 93 in April and here in the Denver area still, and we'll probably see him later today, but we need to continue to hold him up and just thank the Lord for his life and his legacy and all of the what he has brought to the body of Christ. So,
yes.
Yeah, praise the Lord. But Blaine is a product of my mother and father's ministry. You know, he came into Becky's cafeteria when he was 15 years old. He lived down the street, and his mom said, go get a job at Becky's. And he came into Becky's as a Catholic boy, and within a few years got saved through the testimony of my parents and came into the baptism of the Spirit in the side dining room of Becky's. And that was quite a unique experience.
Oh, hallelujah.
And then came into the things of the kingdom, and it stood with us. So praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for our brother, and we don't understand that, you know, why God took him so early, but, you know, we rest in the Lord's sovereign will, and God knows. God will help you, Kaya, and God will strengthen you and bless you and bring you through this trial.
Yes,
and
he will.
The trials either
make... Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
Yeah, the trials either make us or break us, and we're just determined that they're going to make us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God is using circumstances to bring us into sonship. That's his desire. That's his heart. So, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going to call on. I'm going to call on Brother Chima Unyam in just a minute to pray to give us a little testimony. But let's see. We've got someone else, Jerry Cluster. I'm going to have you share whatever was on your heart at the moment.
Kaya, there's a great word in Romans 7:4. It says that you should be married to another, even to him that is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. And look at what we talked about, you bringing forth the fruit towards those young kids. But, Lord, we ask you to show Kaya the reality of Romans 7:4. We should be married to another. Thank you, Lord, for that word, even for all of us. Him that is raised from the dead. Lord, we embrace you. We wrap our arms around you. Help us, Lord. We decree that verse of reality for all of us, and especially for Kaya, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Romans 7:4.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Brother Chima from Port Harcourt, Nigeria, I've unmuted your phone and just to kind of put you on the spot here a little bit. If you have anything to share and, you know, just tell us what the Lord is saying there in Nigeria and how the brethren are doing and or pray or whatever you feel, brother, as long as we have you on the line here.
Yeah, brother, I want to get through to Almighty God. God is showing himself strong and mighty in the midst of the people of God here in Nigeria. Each time we call upon him, he's always there to answer us. And the best place to be now is in the Lord. And there is no other alternative.
Amen.
I want to encourage you, brethren, to remind us, the Bible says we should put him in remembrance, not that he's a forgetful God. Haven't listened to the prayers, just want to one thing that dropped in my heart is that healing is the children's bread.
Yes.
It's our bread, and we insist that it's our bread because the Lord has said so. And as we eat this bread of healing, let us be duly persuaded that it is the Lord that is giving us this bread. And he will perfect all that concerns us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Lord, I want to pray for all the brethren who are in one way or the other passing from one form of illness or the other. Lord, we remember your word that says that healing is the children's bread.
Mm-hmm.
And it's promised that you will heal us of all our diseases.
Yes.
We stand on the word of the Lord this time and decree, O Lord, that every Egyptian disease that has plagued the brethren, we root them out in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm praying now, Lord, by reason of the blood of Jesus. He said, we, the church, overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb. We pray now, Lord, that the blood of Jesus be released to touch everyone.
Hallelujah.
That is sick. Everyone that is sick, let the blood of Jesus, oh God, touch such a one. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I pray that you'll be made whole. Oh my God. That brethren be made whole of every form of diseases, every form of infirmities. We pray, oh God, that the brethren be made whole.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, our eyes are upon you. We look neither east nor west, but we our eyes is fixed upon you.
Yes.
For you are not man. You are the God who says the thing and it comes to pass. Lord, touch your children now.
Yes.
And may we all receive our healing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Brethren, let our faith rise in this time and in this season. Let our faith rise in this time and in this season.
Yes.
To behold him, like David says, say, my Lord, my eyes are fixed upon you. May our eyes be fixed on the Lord. May the Lord grant us the grace to go above the condition and the situation and the circumstances of what we are seeing, that we might see him alone. May the Lord put in remembrance every one of us to know as we see all these happening around us, let us note that our redemption draweth nigh. The Lord bless you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank
you. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen. Lord, we feel such a charge in the Spirit, Lord, and when the waters are stirring, we want to pray specifically for Sister Udak. Amen. Lord, she's the wife of Brother Ezekiel. She's in the United States right now. Father,
Amen.
We pray. We pray, God, there has happened misdiagnosis. That's 3 years of misdiagnosis, but she now has been diagnosed 4-stage cancer. There's nothing the doctors can do. But Lord, she has come.
Jesus,
we are praying.
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, we are all uniting together specifically in prayer for the anointing of God to rest upon this sister, that you will raise her up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are believing God that signs and wonders will follow them that believe. Amen. We shall lay hands on the sick. Amen. And we have laid hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just surround her room right now in Jesus' name. All of us are there. We are laying our hands on her in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, we speak life. Life must conquer death in the name of Jesus. Life must raise up. Amen. Life must overcome. Life must come. In the name of Jesus, we speak life over our sister. In the name of we cancel every witchcraft prayer. We cancel every form of curse. We cancel the power of darkness. We cancel confusion. In the name of Jesus, we speak life that she will return to Nigeria every whit whole. In the name of Jesus, God, we are speaking life over our sister today. Hallelujah. Lord God, death cannot stand in the presence of light. Hallelujah. Darkness will flee. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We are expecting, we are believing, oh God, that Lord, we're going to hear the good report. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Brethren, let's pray. There's a charge in the Spirit. We are praying for our sister that the miracle of miracles would happen. Amen. And life, the same life, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead will dwell and move within our sister's mortal body. Mortal body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ah, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Father, we just agree with our brother's prayer. There are many, many in the body, many suffering sickness, disease,
Lord, all kinds of infirmity. Oh. Father, we are believing you, O God.
Yes.
We will stand. We will stand with the brethren.
Yes.
We will stand, O God, and defeat this
yes.
spirit of death in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we forgot it is a killing machine, but we are coming against it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are rising up as the army of God, and this foe, this final foe, will be defeated. Amen.
Yes.
Even
Amen.
This spirit called death, in the name of Jesus, death
Amen.
Shall be conquered. It is the final enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, we are coming into resurrection life.
Yes.
And then resurrection
hey.
Life.
Oh, yeah.
And we are not waiting. We are not waiting for the by and by. We're believing for the here and now. In the name of Jesus. Jesus stood before Mary and he stood before Martha. And he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. He is, brethren, the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
This is before the crucifixion. Before he was resurrected, he said, I am
yes,
the resurrection.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We pray. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. That you are the resurrection and the life for each one of us on this call today. You are. The resurrection. Amen.
Yes.
You are in the here and the now. Right now. Not tomorrow.
Yes.
Not the by and by, but
yes.
here and now. You
yeah.
are the resurrection. Amen. And you are the light. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Lazarus that are even in the grave shall rise up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We are believing you, God. We are believing
Amen.
You for a fourth day resurrection. Amen. Father, it's
yes.
spoken in your word. Your word cannot lie. You have prophesied it. It shall come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
The dead in Christ shall rise first.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory
be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brother Mike,
praise
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bless you, brother.
I can hear the voice of David there.
Ah, pray by the anointing, brother. Hallelujah.
Well, David,
hallelujah.
God bless you.
Bless
you. Well, I'm thinking in the same direction that God has made promises unto us which we need to actualize at this time. Because
yes.
the day has come for us to begin to actualize the promises that God has made unto us.
Amen.
Good health, sound mind, understanding the ways of God, and being led completely by the Spirit of the living God. And some of these promises that are made is the things that we need to pray and ask God to bring them to us at this time that we need them. Because we have seen that God is moving to add up things all over the world, and we need vision, we need to see, we need to understand, we need to walk with God, and we need to
Amen.
Be properly focused at this time. You see, so because he has said in his word that he's going to give us beauty for ashes, the
yes.
oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Amen.
That we might be called the plantings of God, the plantings of righteousness, that his name will be glorified. So these are part of the things we are asking that God should give unto us now, that we need
yes.
us. And so we are praying
yes.
God should to help us at this time, that every heaviness will go, every weight will leave us, so that we can be free to worship our God for the glory
Amen.
Of his name. Yes.
Amen.
So, Father, we pray today
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Even as we give you praise and worship, that you are a great God, that the word that has gone out of your mouth will not return back unto you void.
Amen.
But because you have said that you are going to bless us with every blessing that you've in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Lord, we are asking for these blessings at this time. Lord, that you cause every heaviness to go from us as your people, that you will cause,
yes,
over Almighty, every weakness to go. Lord, that you will cause every disease, every sickness, every insanity to leave us. For Lord, the time that is appointed for Zion to triumph has come. Therefore,
amen.
Lord, we are asking for life in our,
yes,
spirit, in our soul, in our body, in all our life and places. Lord, we are asking that your presence will be made real, your presence will be made manifest, that your power will be seen in our lives in these days, that your name will be glorified. Lord, we,
yeah,
thank you. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we are crying unto you, my Father, that,
amen,
your power will come down, that your people will be blessed. Lord, we ask,
amen,
for the fullness of the blessings of God, the fullness of your blessings, my God. Let it come upon us, yes, spiritually, physically, and materially, my Father, that the people might know the joyful sound of the Lord to the glory of your name. This,
amen,
is our heart cry, my God, and this is our prayer, my Father, my God. And Lord, we are equally asking, O Father Almighty, that you might grant us your spirit of wisdom and understanding at this time, your spirit of revelation, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord, and your spirit of discernment, my Father, that we will be able to walk accurately and perfectly in your name in these days, that your name will be glorified, that every device of the enemy will be completely exposed to your people, that your people will overcome and triumph over them to the glory of your name. Lord, this is our cry, and this is our prayer, and this is our offer, my heart cry unto you, that you might, O Father Almighty, rend down the heavens and cause, O Father Almighty, your glory to be seen on this earth, that your name will be glorified. Did you not say, my Father, that as many as shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered? Lord, we call upon your name. We ask that you might deliver us, my Father. Lord, according to your promises, we ask that you might perform these words unto us, that your name will be glorified. Perform your word, O God. Perform your word, my Father. Perform these promises unto us, my God. Let it be clear, let it be seen, my Father. And let it be known, O Father Almighty, with your servants, that the Lord has come to visit us, that the Lord has come to bless us, that the Lord has come to favor us, that the Lord has come to deliver us according to his promises, that his name will be glorified. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. Because we know that this word has gone out of your mouth in righteousness, and they will not be returned back unto your voice. They will be implemented in our lives and in this generation, that your name will be glorified. Perform this word, my Father, that your name will be glorified. We bless your name today, and we thank you because you are faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Precious Lord Jesus.
Glory
to
God.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we have Lagos represented today on the phone. We thank you, Lord. We have Port Harcourt represented on this phone call today in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray,
amen,
for these two fellowships that are represented by these two brethren on the call today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
We pray. Oh, God,
Jesus,
we are seeing a breakthrough. Amen. We are seeing new dimensions in the spirit. Amen. Our brethren are arriving at. We are going there with them. Hallelujah. But we pray, Father, amen, that every schism be broken in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Lord, every contention, Lord God, every accusation. Father, we bind the spirit's subtle activities in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the moving of your spirit, that, Lord, we would be one. Amen.
Amen.
Your word declares that we will be one, even as you are one with the Father. Lord, we can't even comprehend that. We can't even imagine that. But we see it in your word. We believe it, oh God.
Yes.
You shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
yes.
to God. Send the energy and the life to our brethren. Amen.
Yes.
To those
yes.
fellowships. Lord, let there be a fire kindled in Zion. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray, oh God. Oh, let it be kindled. Let it be kindled.
Let it be kindled in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory to God. Oh, yes. We see a kindling beginning. We see a kindling started. We stand. We stand with our brethren against every curse, every power of darkness, every spirit of witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, there have been prophecies that they will die. There have been prophecies spoken that this fellowship, these fellowships will be destroyed. Amen. We counter those today in the name of Jesus. They will not come to pass. Amen. They will be destroyed and defeated in Jesus' name. And these people will rise up. Hallelujah. They will rise up. Amen. And they will give glory to their Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we will stand with them. Anoint them, we pray. Quicken them by your Spirit. And amen. Let there be that kindling in Zion. For out of ashes comes beauty. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. Out of ashes shall come beauty in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Oh, for the spirit of mourning, there shall come joy. In the name of Jesus. Joy in the morning, we speak life to our brethren today. Oh, my God, there have begun even miracles in Zion. There have begun healings in Zion. There have begun deliverance in Zion. Amen. And you, oh God, and we, oh God, will not be satisfied until we awake in your likeness. In the name of Jesus, we speak life to our brethren this day. Amen. We have never, never has the church been closer. We are on the threshold of crossing over. And the Lord, whom we seek, shall suddenly come to his temple. Amen. We are awaiting your coming. Amen. Glory to God. Clean out the dross. Clean out the things that are cobwebs in us. In the name of Jesus. And bring the life of Christ. That we could contain it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, God, clog up every leak. Amen. Clog up everything that would cause us to lose that which you bring forth. Help us to be filled. Help us to be filled and overflowing. In the name of Jesus, we speak life to the church at this hour. Amen. We are awaiting the greatest hour. Let darkness come, because light is coming forth. In its fullness, in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are so believing you, O God, as never before, that you will have a church. You will have a church. You will have a bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will have an overcoming company in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. You shall have an overcoming company. In the name of Jesus, you are coming for a bride that has made herself ready. Hallelujah. Lord, prepare us. Prepare us. Prepare us, we pray. Mashita makata. Even as a bride prepares herself for her bridegroom. In the name of Jesus, we pray for preparation in the church in this hour. For you are surely coming for a church. Amen. A bride that has made herself ready. Amen. Without spot or blemish. Without spot or blemish.
Yes.
Brethren, amen. Without spot or blemish. In the name of Jesus. Without spot or blemish. Amen. In the name of Jesus, without worldliness, amen, and without worry. In the name of Jesus, let these enemies be conquered in your church today. Amen.
Yes.
Let faith arise.
Amen.
Let faith arise.
Amen.
Let faith arise.
Amen.
Amen.
and our enemies be scattered. Let faith arise, brethren. Let faith arise in our hearts and our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Anoint us. Anoint us, O God, for the battle. The battle is raging. Amen. We are not waiting for war. The war has begun. The war is raging. Amen. Father, give us eyes to see. Give us eyes to see. Help us to behold what is coming. What is here in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Let it take forth in Zion, we pray. In Jesus' name. Let it go forth in Zion. Oh, yes, amen. Jerusalem is a furnace. But there is a fire in Zion. There is a fire in Zion. There is a fire in Zion. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Praise you,
Lord. Praise you. Praise you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Glory. Glory.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. Jesus. Oh my God. Father, we bind every spirit of disencouragement.
Yes.
We bind every spirit of disencouragement to God.
Yes.
Lose your own from the brethren of God.
Amen.
Every spirit have come to make our heart wax cold. Be rooted out from the heavens of the brethren. Now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, O God, for everyone, madam, for everyone, sister, that our flight will not be in the winter, O God. Our flight will not be in the winter.
Yes.
Cause us to arise in this time and in this season.
Yes.
For indeed, the night is far spent, and the day is at hand.
Yes.
Every demonic activity that is telling us and ministering to the brethren that there is time, we rebuke these foul spirits, and we bind them with strong chains. Oh God, we bind them and cast them into the abyss.
Yeah.
In the name of my Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
We say there is time no more.
Amen.
Lord, I pray for every one of us.
Yes.
That will find grace in this time and in this season. To run the race to the end. My God, supply the strength that we need in this time, oh God.
Amen. Amen.
Supply the wisdom that we need, my God.
Praise you, Lord.
Forever, oh Lord.
Yes.
Thy word is settled in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You are God, and you rule in the affairs of men. Lord, your word will not return unto you void.
Yes.
But it will accomplish its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It will prosper in that for which you desire. We live by your word, O Lord. Says you have honored your name, your word above all thy name.
Yes.
Our help, our salvation, our deliverance, our hope is in thy name. But yet, Lord, you have honored thy word above all thy name, O Lord.
Yes.
And so this morning, Father, we receive the life that we believe. O Jehovah has gone forth by sending of your word.
Yes.
Says we called upon your name in our distress. Says you sent forth your word.
Amen.
And your word delivered them.
Amen.
And healed them of all our diseases.
Hallelujah.
And so, Lord, we thank you because we believe in this morning, even this moment, O Lord.
Yeah.
You have sent forth life unto our brethren. You have
Amen.
Sent forth life unto Sister Udra. Lord,
yes.
you have
Amen.
Sent forth life unto Brother Tom Campbell. You have
yes.
sent forth life unto Sister Judy.
Yeah.
You have sent forth life, oh God, in a new measure unto Brother Clay. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You've sent forth a new measure of life unto Sister Kaya. You
Amen.
Have ministered unto our needs this month. We
yes.
just receive.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we receive. We receive and we
mm-hmm.
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The right. word of God that giveth us life,
Hallelujah.
That raises us up, that gives the spirit, that quickeneth our spirit. Lord, we want to just thank you.
Jesus.
We want to thank you, but indeed there has been a stirring of the waters. There has been a stirring in the heavens this morning.
Amen.
And where the word of Jehovah has been settled concerning us. And so, Lord, we receive the life that has gone forth from your throne this morning. We receive that virtue. We receive that virtue, Lord, on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of our brethren, on behalf of the church of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, this word is able, O Jehovah, to overcome. Oh, Lord, even the travails, the enemies that surround us and say of our soul that there is no help for us in God. For the will of the Father is expressed in his word. You send forth your word, O Lord. It says your counsels of old, they are faithfulness and true.
Yes. Yes.
And so we thank you, our Father, this morning particularly for that measure of, for a new measure of life that has come forth.
Yes.
And this word shall supersede, or it shall overcome all the flood of the enemy.
Yes.
For indeed, the word of Jehovah unto us this morning and today, he shall
yeah.
overcome the flood of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, it is bringing garments of praise. It's covering us with a heart full of praise and thanksgiving unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we bless you, Jehovah, this morning.
Yeah.
You are worthy, oh God, to receive
oh,
all honor and thanksgiving. All glory, amen, blessings and glory and honor and thanksgiving, dominion and excellence,
yeah.
O Lord, belongs unto you.
Oh.
We thank you, our Father, because indeed you are working all things after the counsel of your will. Thank you, Jehovah, for the word of life. Thank you for ministering life unto us. Thank you for our this daily bread, our Father. Oh, Jehovah, we honor you. We have life daring this morning. And it is well with us by reason of the mercies and the goodness and the word of the Lord concerning us this morning and even today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, our Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you because you're repairing, you're restoring, you're rebuilding the ruins. Oh, Lord God Almighty, the ruins of the church within and without. You are healing the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, you are healing the brokenhearted in the midst of your people. You're raising up the rings again. You're repairing the breaches, Jehovah. You're drawing us one unto another by your Spirit. Hallelujah. You're binding our hearts one with another. You're pouring forth oil, oh God. Says he poured forth the oil and the wine. Oh, Lord, you're pouring forth your oil and your wine, even unto our wounds, oh Lord. Blessed be thy holy name, our Father. For indeed, Jehovah, it is your, as it is settled in the heavens, that you will have a spotless church without wrinkle. That word is settled in the heavens. And it will bless you. Hallelujah. It will be done in the earth. And that is what we've come to do. We have come to ask, Lord. That thy will that is settled, that word that is settled in the heaven, let it be done in the earth at such a time as this, even in our lives, in our hearts. That Jehovah, by reason of turning our hearts unto you, the veil of unbelief in our hearts might be removed. Says when the veil shall be taken away, when the heart is turned unto the Lord. And that we may, therefore, with open faces, behold you seated in your glory. And that we may be changed, O Lord, into that glory, from one glory, into the same image of the Lord, from one glory unto another, even as by the Spirit of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Yes. We thank you, our Father. For the quickening of your Spirit, the Spirit of the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life.
Yes.
Thank you because, Lord, your word is spirit and it is life unto us this morning. We receive all the counsel of God concerning us, our the will of the Lord, which is to work in us. All that is well pleasing in his sight. Through Christ Jesus, the word of God, by whom and for whom and through whom all things were made. Thank you, Jehovah. Blessed be thy name, O God, because of thy word that is forever settled in the heavens. Hallelujah. There is no controversy. Lord, that which you have said you would do, you are more than sufficient to do because you are the God that judgeth among the gods. Amen. We bless you. We just bless you this morning.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we bless you this morning. We just bless you, our Father. You are the glory. You are the lifter up of our head. Hallelujah. You are our Son. You are our glory, Lord, our God. Be exalted, be magnified, be glorified, for thine is the kingdom, O Lord, thine is the power, for thine is all the glory, forever and forever, without time, without limits, O Lord. We bless you, in Jesus' name.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we want to pray today, amen, for the Johnson family, in the name of Jesus. The Johnson family that has resided in that wicked city of Sodom and Gomorrah called San Francisco. Father, there has been a light
established in a very dark place. But, Father, the enemy has come in. The enemy has come in like a flood. The enemy has come in, my God, to snuff out that light. Amen. And the formidable forces, they as a family cannot handle, but, Lord, with the body, they can Amen. Overcome. Mm. Amen. With the body, they can overcome. United Amen. We stand. So, Amen. Father, we lift up these three generations, Lord God, mm. in San Francisco, that is standing as a light, a city set on a hill cannot be hid. Amen. Mm. We are praying. Amen. My God, mm. we are praying for the Patriarch Herald in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying, oh God, that you would establish your threshold and your stronghold in our brother mm. in the name of Amen. The Lord. We pray, God, though the formidable forces have come against our brother, amen, and come against his entire family, we are praying for his children, amen.
Amen.
The Lord, these are mature sons and daughters of God. In the name of Jesus, we speak amen. Life over each and every one of them. My God, amen. Jackie and Margot, my God, Tony, Nikashita Makatana Makata. Lord, these are the pillars you're establishing in the church in this hour. I come against, and we come against, every spirit of division. Amen. Every divisive spirit in the name of Jesus, every spirit amen. Of schism. And we pray, God, amen, the anointing of God will rest upon this family. Amen. Amen. The fellowship that resides in their home, in the name of Jesus, fill amen. That home. Fill that home. Let that home, amen, reverberate the word of the Lord day and night. Hallelujah. Which stand by night, the servants of the Lord which stand by night in the house of the Lord. We pray this house will be established as a house of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
You have spoken it over them. You have spoken it prophetically. You have spoken it for years. Let it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that there will be a beacon. There will be a light. Amen. In Zion. And we pray for each one, Lord God, of the Johnson household in the name of Jesus would rise up and take their position, their function in the body of Christ. In the name of the Lord, we pray, God. Others have been coming. Others have been added. Others have been part of them for many years. Father, strengthen that fellowship in San Francisco, we pray.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We stand against every formidable force in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as a people united, we stand together on this phone call today against the powers, against the principalities. Lord, many, many, many years ago, it was spoken that there are the same spirits that are over and were over Sodom and Gomorrah are over that city today. We take authority as the church of the living God right now against those formidable spirits that never die. Amen. But they can be chained. They can be bound. Amen. And Lord, we shall see the day they will be cast into the abyss and into outer darkness. In the name of Jesus, we take authority. We take authority in the name of the Lord and in his church that has been granted to us by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. You said you would have a body in the earth. Amen. Out of every nation, out of every kindred, out of every people, and every tongue. Glory to God. And we speak to San Francisco today in the name of the Lord. There shall be a light in Zion.
Oh.
There shall be a light that will come forth. Amen.
Okay.
There shall be a light. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we speak life and light to San Francisco today, in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let it begin. Let it begin. Amen. Let it begin in the house of Johnson, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Huh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, they have been battling, they have been fighting those forces over 40-some years in that city. And we stand with them today, in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Raise up. Raise up. Lord God, we're looking to you for some miracles. Amen. Absolutely, we need miracles, Lord God.
Mm.
The enemy has come in overwhelming, even against Sister Jackie. In the name of the Lord, we speak life into that household right now. We speak life into that temple right now. Lord, we've all witnessed, we've all seen, we've all witnessed and handled, Lord God, and known, my God, of the witness, amen, and the testimony of Jesus Christ moving and working, and we've seen the potential in our sister. We're speaking to that potential right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your word be. Let your word exist. Let your word come alive. In the name of the Lord God, that same spirit, amen, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in our sister. Hallelujah. And we are speaking life, prophetic life, Lord God. We are performing a good warfare, your word says, over the prophecies that have been spoken and stated and said in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Let our sister Jackie Johnson live, hallelujah, and live to the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, we bind every shackle, every chain. We rebuke, we bind them. Amen. And we pray, God, let our sister be loosed. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, there's energy in the spirit today, energy in the spirit. You just need to climb into the spirit of faith right now and move in the vein of the spirit and let it take down these foes. When there's no anointing, we retreat. But when the anointing is there, we take forth. We go forth. Hallelujah. We take the enemy's ground in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're taking some territory today. Taking some territory back from the enemy that rightfully belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I see little lights. I see little lights coming alive. Hallelujah. Beginning to light up. Amen. In various cities. In various cities. I see them in the United States. I see them beginning in other countries. I begin to see them in Nigeria. I begin to see them, brethren. Hallelujah. In Atlanta, in Chattanooga, in Washington, D.C., I see a light in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Africa. Amen. In Lagos. Hallelujah. In Port Harcourt. In Uyo. Amen. In Ilorin, I see light in the name of Jesus. In Addis Ababa, we see light in the name of Jesus. We speak life. We speak life. Hallelujah. Amen. All the darkness in the world cannot snuff out those lights in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Ishana Shikanamasatai.
My Lord.
Dutamakatai.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Ishatamakatai.
We praise you.
Isseriando.
We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. The anointing of God is resting on you, Gary. Amen. Just jump into that flow, that stream. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, my thought is, you know, just that. I think of the pool of Bethesda, you know, and how it moved. And when it moved, it was important to get in there quickly when it was moving. And, of course, the Lord passed by there and healed that man. And the Lord is passing by now. I think for every one of us, whatever our situation is, many times we're praying for healing. We've prayed much for cancer today. But whatever the situation is in our lives, in our families' lives, there's an anointing for that. And we want to reach out and believe that Jesus will touch our situations, whatever it is, financial situations, healing, family relationships, salvation for our children, whatever it would be. There is anointing there. And Lord, we want to step in. We want to engage. We want to apprehend for our families, for our friends, for our brethren, for our co-workers, whatever it is, Lord. We want you to move. We want you to touch. We want you to heal. We want you to draw, Lord. Hallelujah. And we just grab it in faith for ourselves, for our families, for one another. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. And Lord, we thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we're not just alone praying, but we're standing together. And there's strength in the numbers. There's strength in the unity of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for it today. And we bless your holy name, Jesus. It is precious when brethren dwell together in unity. Hallelujah. Yeah. And we thank you, Jesus, for the descending of your Spirit upon us today. That oil, O God, that descends. We thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we believe that something eternal has been accomplished in each one of our hearts and souls today, Lord. We don't want to return to where we were even at the beginning of this call, Lord, but we want to stand upon that which you've established here today, O God. And we want to continue to move forward, to press in, to cross over, to move up. Hallelujah. Move up to Zion, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are making a way for us today. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Jesus, for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus, we pray. Cry unto thee, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we cry unto thee, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name, O God.
Yes.
Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Thank you.
Well, a very precious time today here, brethren. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We just thank the Lord for it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, anything else on anyone's heart or any other needs today, any other prayer that anyone feels so led before we conclude here today? Hallelujah.
Sister June? Amen. Yeah, do you have a final prayer?
Well, you know what, do.
Praise God.
I was just, as we were praying, remembering when I worked as a student nurse and then as an RN, I was sometimes on children's. We used to call them a ward in those days. I saw burn cases. I saw leukemia, brain tumors. I saw the horror of the suffering of children. And it got so bad I couldn't work among them anymore. I had to pull away from children. But I believe, brethren, as the Christ is formed in us, we're going to be able, like Jesus, to just speak the word, and children will be healed. That is something I have longed for years. I can't bear to see suffering in children. And I think the day is coming that we're going to be able to walk through the land and speak a word.
Yes.
And we're going to see people delivered. I believe it, brethren, with all my heart. Whether the Lord allows me to stay until that happens, I know
not. Yes, he is.
But
Amen.
I know it's going to happen, brethren. Seth gave us a vision, if you want to call it that, years ago when he said, you'll be able to walk through a hospital and empty it.
Jesus.
And that is something that has stayed in my heart ever since.
No.
And I said, oh, God, I'd love to walk through a hospital and see it emptied. And I believe we're going to see it, brethren.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah, it should cause us to seek Jesus as we've never sought him before.
Mm-hmm.
Let him put his hand on whatever is in our hearts that we're not even aware of sometimes. As what mm-hmm. Brother Tom brought us mm-hmm. the other day, yeah. that there are things that we need to say, touch them.
Yeah.
Touch mm-hmm. every single one of them. But please cleanse me. I want clean hands. I want a pure heart. I want to see people healed.
Oh,
and he's going to do it, brethren.
Amen.
He's going to do it.
Amen.
So I just thank him this morning for puts these things in our hearts. And, you know, they never leave us. Brother says, brought words into my heart that are just as fresh today as the day he gave them to us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So God, he's gonna complete the work that he started.
Yeah, bless the Lord.
Yes.
There's no question about it.
Have your way, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
What a precious time, God, this morning, brethren. Bless all of you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Excuse, sister. Please, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, June, why don't you close us in prayer here, if you could? Hallelujah.
Do my best. When I think of those, and I think of Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa had to watch years. Most little children with that. Philadelphia chromosome do not live very long. But Anna did.
I guess Emily wants to say something here. Go ahead, honey.
All right. Excuse
yes.
me.
Yes. No, good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. I just have Florence, Sister Florence, on my heart this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
So let's agree together and bring her before the throne of grace in the time of need. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for our sister Florence. Lord, we thank you for our sister. We thank you, Lord, for her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We thank you for the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That, Lord, sets her free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
And, Lord, we include her husband. Father,
yeah.
we thank you. What a gift that she is to the body of Christ.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for the place and the position that you have placed her. Every joint supplieth. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing her this morning the spirit of encouragement, the strength of the Lord. That, Lord, that word that you have placed within her, Lord, would encourage her this morning. And, Lord, you would breathe life upon it. And Father, we just thank you that whatever she may need today, that Lord, you will provide for you.
Amen.
Are Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
You are Sid and Florence's provider. And Father, we thank you for blessing them this morning. We thank you for healing virtues to flow
mm-hmm.
through the both of them, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, that you would raise up a testimony. Hallelujah, within their lives. Lord,
yes.
that you would raise up the glory of
yes,
God
Jesus.
Within their
oh,
lives.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Blessed be your name, Lord.
Praise
Blessed
God.
Be yes. your name, Lord Jesus.
Praise
Lord, Lord Jesus. Even as she has seen you, Lord, deliver her from death. Father, that you would again deliver her and
yes.
her family from death.
Amen.
Lord, the thing that has been proclaimed against them, we stand round about them and we
yes.
declare and agree together that it shall not be so.
Amen.
But Lord, resurrection life shall move within her body,
Amen.
Move within Sid, and Lord, that, hallelujah, her light shall so shine before
yes.
men.
Yes,
yes.
Jesus.
Shall see the work of the Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And glorify
mm-hmm.
her Father in heaven.
Amen.
Blessed be your name, Lord. Let the declaration come forth, O God.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for it, Lord. And bless them in Jesus' name. Let the strength of your spirit
yes.
Lord,
yes.
to surround her and encourage them today.
Yes.
Today, Lord. Today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Blessed
be your name, Lord. Send forth praises, Lord. We send forth praises to you. And we thank you, Lord, that you would lift up their hands and lift up their hearts. Today, oh God, may they see your salvation.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Who always causes us to triumph.
Yeah.
Blessed be your name.
Bless you, Lord.
Blessed be your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isalamando bokuye siya bora maru kutuche ya masunda basaya bora masaya monda rabakonde revesia rokoshe ya masuka masaya o shetaya salakona sakiesu ya yuka masaka bachaya Jesus. Jesus, resurrected Christ, hallelujah, Jesus, blessed be your name, blessed be your name,
praise you, Jesus,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, I'd like to read from Romans 6,
Starting
in
verse
3. Mm-hmm. That so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ, who raised up from the dead, was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We know that when we were baptized, we died into the old man, and we came out of the water. We are resurrected into a new life in Christ. We are new creatures.
Yes.
Knowing that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, henceforth we should not serve sin.
Mm-hmm.
We live as new creatures in Christ, and we have been praying for cancer, rightly, we are praying that devil will no longer have any power over its victims or any of the rest of us. And so, Father, because you have caused your son to rise up from the dead, we put our old man in that grave. And when that old man rises up and says, oh, this or that, no. We agree with you, Jesus, that we have been crucified with you, and that old man is dead. We are new creatures. We are new creatures. We have been resurrected into a new life. And so, Father, help us to walk in that new life. Teach us our ways, Father. Teach us to reject that old thing that keeps rising up and causing us to stumble. Teach us, Father, so that we will no longer be subject to that old man, but we will be only subject to the life of Christ in us. For we are crucified with him, and it is he that lives within us. Jesus
yes.
Christ lives in us. We have asked him to be on the throne of our hearts. So, Father, let us show us how we can allow him to be king of our lives. And we thank you for your mercies. We thank you that your love, your grace is continuous. It has no beginning, it has no end, it always is. And you are always. You never started, you never end. You always have been, you always are, you always will be.
And we thank you for your mercies. We thank you, Father, for all that you are giving us and that you have shown us that we might live this new resurrected life in him. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, amen. In
Jesus' name. Praise his name. Yep. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Well, hallelujah. Well, Sister June, I guess we'll let you close us in prayer today here, if you can.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Lord, we have heard so many words of life spoken this morning. And that's what every one of us should be constantly speaking. And then, oh Lord, we used to sing that song. We don't sing it anymore. I keep falling in love with you. Falling in love with you. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what a love affair between my Lord. That's what my heart wants. I know it's what all of our hearts want. We want intimacy with him. We need his manifest presence. I'm reading a book about it, and what the marvelous things we're going to see happening as we seek his presence constantly, brethren. He wants to reveal himself to us.
Amen.
Not that he doesn't want to. He wants us to know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. We're experiencing some of that.
Yeah.
Amen. And be conformed unto his death. That's what he wants. That's what we want. So, Jesus, thank you for moving in our midst this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Time and distance mean nothing in the Spirit. I felt as close to my brethren who live so far away as if they were right here in the room with me.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you.
We praise you. We thank you. Lord Jesus, and we want to serve you, and we want people to know you, all people to know you. So Jesus, let us lay down everything, and that sin that so easily besets us, we need to say goodbye to that forever. So Lord, bless everyone on this call this morning. Thank you for the move of your Spirit.
Yes.
We're going to see mighty things in the days ahead. Yes, we are. So we bless you and praise you in Jesus.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's coins in the background. I believe Lagos has come to us this morning.
Amen.
We're hearing those horns of the streets of Lagos. Amen.
Praise God.
Brother Mike, praise God. Excellent. Bless you, my brother. So appreciate you, your wife, and that which you're doing in the church there. Praise God.
Encourage us.
Amen. Praise God. One more thing this morning I just want to share, and I know, Gary, you're going to take over, but, you know, I saw an orchestra, and you see an orchestra that's being led by the chief musician. Amen. And you see the conductor. Hallelujah. And you see him waving for the bass. Amen. And the sounds of the bass go forth. Amen. And we heard that this morning. But then there was a quietness. Amen. And a tranquility. And that's when the violins take over. And we saw the sisters come forth. Amen. I just want to encourage. Amen. Each one of the sisters, Sister Emily. Amen. Praise God. You were just right in tune with the Spirit of the Lord. Sister Betty, praise God, each one. And Sister June, amen, it was the silent quietness, but it's in an orchestra where the basses all stop, and the sisters come forth, and the violins, and the violas, and all of the light-stringed instruments. Praise be to God, amen, where we all come in tune with the master conductor. Hallelujah. And we will be that body in the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As intricately and as beautifully as our body is miraculously performing and moving,
Hallelujah. Even fearfully and wonderfully made, it says, so shall the body of Christ be. We are coming in tune with the master conductor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May each part, may each instrument, amen, may each gifting, may each vessel be submitted to the Lord, and we will perform that which is unable to be done by any earthly conductor. Hallelujah. It's all done in the heavenly master throne room. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we carry those words today. If we follow the beat of the instructor, we follow the direction, we will be in tune with the full body of Christ and every joint supplies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every joint supplies. And it is enough, brethren. The body of Christ is enough. It will edify itself in love. We don't need anything from the world. Hallelujah. The body of Christ will edify itself in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wonderful time here today, Lord. We just are so blessed and so thankful. Thank you all for coming on and doing your part here today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We just bless you. Bless each household represented here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We look forward to gathering again in the Lord's time. Hopefully next Saturday we'll be able to gather. And we sure appreciate the brethren there from Nigeria being able to join us here today. So that's great. Hallelujah. Well, blessings to all. Thank you, Brother David, and all. Amen, amen.
Yes, blessings to all. Praise God. Bless you.
Yeah. Bye-bye to all now.
I keep falling.